What's up, everybody? Anton Crowley here from ecommercelifestyle.com, and welcome back to the podcast. If you're not aware, we have new episodes that come out every single Monday and Thursday morning, and they are all designed to help e-commerce store owners to increase their revenue, automate their operations, and become the authority in their niche. So everything that I try to teach through e-commerce lifestyle revolves around that. And the lifestyle part means building a business that can actually provide you with the lifestyle you're looking for. So you don't need to be the next Jeff Bezos, I should say. Just need to know what you want out of a business. And hopefully you can use the tips and the resources and the tools that I give you through the e-commerce lifestyle podcast and my other programs to help make that a reality for you. So with that being said, today's episode is about organic versus paid traffic, specifically which is better to start with. Now, this is a topic that I'm covering because it literally just came through as a question, and I thought it would make sense for me to, I guess, expand on my thoughts on this and share it with all the podcast audience, that's you, to hopefully help you out on your own journey, right? Maybe you're about to launch your first store, or maybe you're about to launch store number two, and you're trying to decide on the best approach to build up that initial traffic, right? Those initial visits. So the way the question was specifically written, it says, is it a good idea to set up my store and get focused to get some organic traffic with content first, and then start contacting suppliers later? So just so everyone's aware of what that means, you know, we do things, I guess, a little bit differently at Dropship Lifestyle, where this question was asked. So we build our stores before we're ever approved to sell for different companies. Reason we do that is because you can't just reach out to legitimate brands and say, you know, hey, I'm thinking about building a business. Can I sell your products? They're not going to do business with you. So we build our stores, and we build what I call demo stores. We use those to kind of have a proof of concept to show future suppliers. And that's what gets us approved, or that's part of the equation. Teach the rest in the blueprint. But the way this question was asked is, should I, you know, build my demo store and then actually focus on building up content before I even reach out to suppliers? So the short answer is absolutely not. Don't do that. You don't need to put, I don't want to say any effort, you need to put about an hour worth of effort into content for your demo store before you start reaching out to suppliers and getting approved. And there's a bunch of reasons why. I'm going to cover a few, and then I'm going to cover kind of how we transition and when we transition. I shouldn't say transition. We don't switch from paid to organic, but when we start to take a portion of our money and put that into organic growth as well. So I want to cover exactly what we do, hoping that it could benefit anybody out there listening to this today. So always start with paid. The reason is, like, picture you were going to open a brick and mortar store, right? So a store in your local city in a strip mall, right? And picture your idea for generating traffic was like word of mouth. And, you know, you have no customers yet. It's opening day and you're like, yep, we're going to grow through word of mouth advertising. Well, there's going to be no word of mouth if people aren't finding you yet. Okay. So that's why the whole model of, you know, build it up with organic and eventually people will find us and then it's going to spread. Yeah, that can happen. But, you know, the growth curve versus a business that leverages paid media is going to be just so much further out into the future. So always start with paid. I'm not going to get into exactly how we run paid ads because that's not what this episode is about. But if you're a member of Dropship Lifestyle, just go through module 6. It shares it all. Now, specifically, when I'm saying you should invest from or into paid in the beginning, what am I talking about? Google Shopping. You all know I love Google Shopping ads. And when I say you still should invest, you know, a little bit, maybe an hour of time into content, that content that I'm talking about is actually your product pages, and doing it in a way so that when you first set up Google Shopping ads, you're providing Google Merchant Center, which is what basically controls your product feed, you're providing it with relevant information that's going to help it so that it can show you for the keywords you want to show for. So the content in the beginning isn't writing blog posts. It's not creating buyer's guides. It's not, you know, just like creating 5,000 word emails that you can have ready to go one day. Instead, that time is spent just optimizing as much as you can your product pages so that your product feed will get you the best results when you start running your Google Shopping ads. So that is what we do in the beginning. And in order to get approved with suppliers, maybe one out of every 50 you contact is gonna wanna see your Alexa score. So like where you're ranked in terms of traffic. It's rare, it can come up. If they ask that and your store is new, you can just say, you know what, I'll follow up once we meet your criteria. For example, supplier says you need to be in the top 100,000 sites in the US to do business with us. Okay, we'll follow up when we're within the top 100,000. For the other ones, they just want to see a good looking, professional, clean website where they can envision their products being sold. And you do not need any type of organic growth to make that happen. Now, some things that we do, because organic still is important, is once we start to really have our ads cranked up, our paid ads, and they're making us money and we have excess cash flow, what are we going to do with that? Well, what we do is take a portion of that and we do invest it into content that leads to long-term organic growth. And the way to think about this is, I mentioned those two different kind of curves before, right? If it's only organic, it's super, super small. And then maybe eventually, a year down the line, it starts to pick up. If it's paid and then you layer organic on top, once you're already making money, it goes up a lot faster, it stays up, and then the organic that you can actually invest in on top of that compounds and it really skyrockets. So that's why we do this. We know organic in the beginning, focus on paid, reinvest profits into content, and then get that compounding effect. Know what I'm saying today. So some ideas, right, that you can use, some things that we create when we start to focus on organic content, buyer's guides. Buyer's guides work great for e-commerce stores, especially if you're drop shipping like we do and selling similar products from lots of different brands. Also, blog posts, as long as they're quality, you can write as many as you want to, or I should say you can hire as many people to write as many as you want to. Also, I consider like unique creative assets to be organic content. So for example, we'll spend money going to trade shows or to visit different suppliers and brands. And we'll do that to get unique content. So whether that be product photos or product videos or interviews with the founder of that brand, I consider that organic content as well. And once stores are up and profitable and you have this excess cash flow, that's one of the places you can use some of it because it'll help with that compounding growth. So I guess the other thing that's super important when it comes to anybody wanting to do a lot of organic in the beginning, one reason this is just a terrible idea is because you don't even know before your store is up and live what type of content you should create. Because the way that we get ideas, at least for our buyer's guides and for our blog posts and for every piece of content we create, it's based on our customers. It's based on emails we get, live chats we have, phone calls we get. It's product reviews after people buy. That is the information that we then leverage. And all those sales, by the way, all that traffic, all those sales come from paid media. But based on the data that comes in from website visitors and customers, then we can invest in organic content that takes everything to the next level. So that's the longer answer to the question, where I think when this question first came up, I just simply said, no, don't focus on organic at first, only focus on paid. That's the longer answer as to why and as to how we do begin building organic content and when it makes sense, but definitely not in the beginning. Also, I should mention, on-site stuff, like simple tweaks that you can do relatively early on that would help with SEO. Inside of the Dropship Blueprint in Module 6, there's an entire lesson that is only about search engine optimization for e-commerce. I think it's over 2 hours long, and that's like everything you need to know. So definitely start there before you even begin creating what I would call add-on or bolt-on content. Start in Module 6 of the Blueprint, go through the SEO training, and that is everything you need to make your on-site really pop and to get those organic rankings in Google along with your paid ad results. So Yeah, guys, that's going to do it for this episode. As always, I hope you got a ton of value. If you did, I would really appreciate it if you can go over to E-commerce Lifestyle on Apple Podcasts and leave a review. I'm going to post a link in the podcast description for how to do that. And also for anybody that is listening, that is brand new, that wants to know how we build highly profitable, semi-automated online stores, I would highly encourage you to go to dropshipwebinar.com. dropshipwebinar.com. I will link that up in the podcast description. If you go there, you can get a free training from me on how we build stores in addition to a list of 237 profitable products to sell online that we just updated for 2021. So thanks again, everybody. Appreciate you. And I will talk to you in the next episode of the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you, everybody.